good morning and welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It is Friday, November 18th, 2022, 9:07 a.m. on this Friday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. I'm your host, David Boyle. Joining me in studio, from the studio, I'm obviously here remote, is San Juan Record Editor Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning. How are you doing, David?
Hey, I'm doing well. Thanks for holding down the fort back in Monticello this morning.
Yeah, it's good to be here. I wish I was in some exotic locale, but I'm sitting here in an exotic radio studio. This is interesting. Pulling off the logistics of this show from hundreds of miles away is not an easy thing, but glad we're able to do it.
Yes, me too. Glad to be able to join our listeners and chat about what's going on in Red Rock country. We've got some news in the Red Rock listening area. Grand County Sheriff's Office is asking for help in locating Melissa Gonzalez of Grand Junction. Her car was last seen on November 15th in Grand Junction. She's about 70 years old, listed at 5'1", has green eyes and gray hair. We believe she may be in the Thompson Springs or Cisco area. She's driving a blue 2007 Honda Element with Colorado license plates, plate number BQW808. They're asking that you contact the Grand County Sheriff's Office if you have seen her to come in contact with or know her whereabouts. So, missing person in Grand County area, potentially. She was last seen in Grand Junction. And the Grand County Sheriff's Office is asking for your help. Also asking for your help is the Bureau of Land Management in Colorado at the Canyon of the Ancients National Monument has a fence that's enclosed a reclaimed oil and gas well pad has been reported stolen. That's according to a report from Jim Emiago at the Cortez Journal. You can read about it in the latest edition or pick it up online. It was stolen in a remote area of the monument in Rincon Canyon, south of County Road G in Montezuma County, near the Utah border. There were 80 T-posts and 1,300 strands of wire reported missing by the contractor in October and suspected to have been stolen in the fall or summer. The fence was part of the reclamation process for a well pad. If you have any information, they're asking you to contact the Trey Rio's field office or the Canyons of the Ancients National Monument Law Enforcement tip line, 833-660-5771. Some stolen fence in the Canyon of the Ancients National Monument missing. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Taking a look at some other news in the Red Rock listening area, the Monticello City Council for the season-end report from the Hideout Golf Club and approved a new fence at Pioneer Park after a generous donation offer at their latest meeting. At that November 8th meeting, the council heard from Golf Superintendent Caleb Bailey as well as Golf Pro Jeff Simons at the end of the Hideout season. Bailey reported on a new beautification feature at the pond on the 18th hole. The overflow system will better hold water. Clearing weeds from the pond is next, as well as weed sprayer to keep unwanted growth out of the pond. Winter preparation includes working with a Colorado company to customize fertilizers. Bailey said the company took soil samples on the Hideout greens and fairways as well as city ball fields to understand soil nutrient content and create custom fertilizer. The city will also apply a winter fertilizer on Hideout greens to prevent disease. Bailey also reported that his department has caught up on irrigation repairs to the golf course, excluding a few slow leaking sprinkler heads. Said last year the sprinklers were cleared in one day and there was damage to the system. More time was used this fall to blow out sprinklers. Said, quote, we took 5 days to do it, so we hope to have more success this spring when we turn the water back on. Bailey also discussed equipment needs and said that typical golf courses need 2 fairway mowers, 2 green mowers, 1 or 2 tee mowers, and 2 rough mowers. The Hideout has one of each mower, but no rough mower. Bailey said a new rough mower could cost $80,000, but he presented a multi-purpose machine with attachments to act as a rough mower and aerator for $52,000. said, quote, to be successful at the golf course, we need a lot of equipment, but now I'm just asking for one piece of equipment to help us move along for at least the next 2 to 3 seasons. Also presenting at the meeting was Hideout Golf Pro Jeff Simons. Simons reported overall revenue was up $3,500 from last year. The Hideout saw nearly $4,000 increase in food and beverage revenue and $19,000 in merchandise revenue. Simons reported great turnout at tournaments and junior golf clinics. Despite that positive, the Hideout saw 1,300 fewer rounds of golf with $16,000 less revenue from green fees. And Simon said there were reasons for it, including the course not being as good and the gas prices too high. Said we can argue over all kinds of things, probably a lot of it. But he said, but if you combine them together, it's probably what happened. He also said, you obviously saw many comments that were frustrating. That was frustrating for us as a staff as we had to deal with it daily. He said they did their best, but sometimes it wasn't great. Simons added that he looks forward, the Hideout is a great opportunity after being ranked the number one course in Utah in Golf Week magazine. The magazine also ranked it 36th ranked golf course in the nation. Simons reported those rankings helped drive avid golfers to the Hideout from states as far away as Florida and New York, as well as international golfers from England, Switzerland, and Germany. He said that those rankings bring high expectations. Said golfers start with the greens. Quote, if you have good greens, you'll be forgiven for a lot. If you have good tee boxes, you'll be forgiven for a lot. And it basically goes down green tees, fairways, sand traps, down that list. Said golfers are finicky about what they like and how they like it. Simons also reported after not raising fees for 3 years, the Hideout will need to charge more next season. Rates will probably rise from $46 to around $55 next year. Simons also suggested a $50 locals card for one round of golf, and presenting that card will get you $46 rounds in the future. Simons also requested lease of 50 new golf carts. He said the carts are needed, but the city should prioritize maintenance equipment if they can only pick one. City Council had some other items discussed as well, and we'll discuss them at another point on the morning show.
Yeah, it was an interesting year this year for the Hideout. It, obviously, in a drought year as we have throughout the Red Rock Country, it's a challenge to deal with a 114-acre golf course. But man, what a course that is! And it was interesting how much increase in sales there were in the shop, the pro shop. They're going to have a big sale here in the next few weeks, and you can get lots of cool stuff at that pro shop. So that's a little plug for the Hideout.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see, you know, how the course moves forward. Again, you know, it's something that, you know, was kind of mentioned in the meeting a little bit in that article. There were quite a few complaints last year at city meetings and letters to the editor written in. People said about the state of the golf course, that was kind of addressed a little bit in that meeting. And in that article of, you know, high expectations, you know, coming with those rankings, and like you mentioned, Bill, drought conditions being a big factor, and turnover in staff and figuring out how to manage the course. Anyways, it's something that seems like it's trending in the right direction, and city council and city staff seem confident in that direction, and it'll be interesting to see how that works its way forward.
Yeah, it's very interesting. These rankings, golfers, they like to look at a rank, look at a list of the greatest courses and play those courses if they can in their life. And so for Monticello, the Hideout, to have the number one course in the state of Utah and one of the top 35 in the entire nation of a public course, that is not an insignificant factor, but it also creates, as Jeff Simon said, a high expectation. You pick out these courses. You obviously, many people need to travel in order to get to Monticello, and they want to have a prime experience, and which that course can provide too. It can be such a beautiful place.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think one thing I didn't really emphasize again too is, again, the need of equipment is a big issue for the golf course. You know, like we said, you know, and the fees, right? You know, that's something Jeff Simons mentioned as well, you know, that they're going to be raising fees, but it's still going to be, you know, it's almost like 150% more to golf at the number 37 ranked course. You know, it's just, it's a screaming deal, and you know, with it being a public course owned by a city like this, you know, there's not necessarily going to be the same investment in equipment or same funds to invest in the equipment, right? It's run on a conservative tax base, and so it's that's another challenge as well for the golf course compared to, you know, again, those others in the top 50, a lot of those courses, you know, it's a finely tuned machine with a lot of investment in it. Of course, the city's invested quite a bit in the golf course, but again, it's, you know, it's taxpayers investing it, which can mean it's not always, you know, flush with cash.
Yeah, it's crazy. Last year, the number 37 course, the one ranked a little bit lower than the Hideout, is Torrey Pines, which literally hosted the U.S. Open last year. I mean, this is one of the finest courses on the face of the earth, and Golf Week magazine had, you know, a really great place for them at number 37, but number 36 right ahead of them is the Hideout Golf Course in Monticello, Utah. It's crazy.
Yeah, very good. So again, it's a great course, and like you mentioned, Bill, you had a good plug for them, and they're close for the season now, and be getting prepped for next year. So, anyways, it's very interesting. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more local news and happenings right here on Red Rock 92.7.
Compared to previous vocational classes, career and technical education courses now span nearly every industry, including automotive, welding, health science, business, digital arts, computer science, and more. CTE students learn valuable real-world technical skills with a solid academic foundation while exploring career options or pursuing their passions. Did you know San Juan School District offers 19 CTE pathways for secondary students? To learn more, visit a CTE teacher or southeastutahcte.org.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
Holiday Construction is your one-stop material source specializing in gravel, concrete, excavation services, and custom hauling. Serving San Juan County for 40 years, give Holiday Construction a call at 435-678-2028. Go Broncos!
The Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is here. Get a bacon or sausage, egg, and Swiss croissant, plus a small seasoned potatoes. That's a better breakfast for just $3 in three easy steps. One, wake up. Two, get out of bed. And three, head to Wendy's for your $3 breakfast deal. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hour. Select a request $3 breakfast deal in order to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte or combos orders. Price and participation may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
When a cold comes on strong, knock it out with Vicks DayQuil Severe for max strength daytime relief. Just one dose of Vicks DayQuil Severe starts to relieve 9 of your worst cold and flu symptoms to help take you from 9 to none. Power through your day with Vicks DayQuil Severe, the daytime non-drowsy, coughing, aching, fever, sore throat, 9 to none medicine. Use as directed.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It's Friday, November 18th, 2022, 9:21 a.m. on this Friday morning, the Red Rock Morning Show, brought to you in part by Energy Fuels and the White Mesa Mill, quickly becoming America's clean energy hub. You can find out more at energyfuels.com. David Boyle joining me remotely, Bill Boyle in studio. Some news out of Montezuma County. The county is seeking applicants for the County Planning and Zoning Commission. They have two positions available for the appointment starting in January of 2023. It'll be a three-year term. Duties include a minimum of monthly meetings and occasional work sessions wherein proposed land uses and issues will be evaluated for recommendations to the Board of County Commissioners. So two applications open for the Montezuma County Planning and Zoning. If you want to apply, you can visit the county website or stop by the planning office in Cortez. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We highlight a lot of local sports, but also want to highlight local thespians. The Montezuma Cortez High School is putting on a showing of production this weekend, Journey Through the Impossible, a Jules Verne play. They're performing showings tonight at 7, as well as Saturday at 2 and 7. So tickets can be purchased in advance at mchsdrama.org. Also performing this weekend, Monticello's Drama Department performing Footloose at Monticello High School.
Yeah, they just performed Wednesday night and last night. They're taking the day off today, but they'll perform again on Saturday and again on Monday. It's a great show. They hit the sweet spot of classic hits radio. Several songs they sing beautifully that you hear on the radio all the time. So, yeah, it was a great show at Monticello High School last night.
Very good. And again, folks can hit it up on Saturday and Monday at Monticello High School this upcoming weekend. We did mention youth activities, and one of particular interest, the Utah High School Activities Association every 2 years does realignment of classifications, you know, which teams compete against each other based on enrollment numbers, and they have not finalized, but they've come out, Bill, with the first edition of those appointments.
Yeah, the first draft of the realignment is always literally a first draft. It's the first stab as they set some of the parameters and begin looking at some of the issues. They have this schools that are close to the either the largest or smallest in their classification. They put them on the bubble, and they have an opportunity to approach the Activities Association and make a request to either move up or move down, whatever the case may be. And so those schools that are within the bubble are that can change where they're placed. Those that aren't in the bubble, it's pretty clear where they will be in the next year. And for our local Red Rock Country schools, Navajo Mountain, Monument Valley, Monticello High School, all three are comfortably within the parameters of the 1A numbers that they looked at. However, the other schools, White Horse High School, San Juan High School, and Grand County High School in Moab, are on bubble schools and could end up in a different classification. All three of those schools initially are placed within their current classification, so White Horse in 1A, San Juan in 2A, Grand in 3A, but that could change because they were close enough to the jumping line of from one classification to the others to put them in the bubble. So it's going to be very interesting to see how that turns out. But again, the initial placement of all six of our local schools are in the same classification that they're currently in. But those three bubble schools could change depending upon what happens and what they decide to do. Some schools will make an appeal to move up. I know Layton Christian this year, good heavens, they're playing 4A basketball, and I'm not sure. They're playing different classifications depending upon the sport, and I think they want to carefully look at that, and they may not have such a wide diversity of 4A in one sport and 1A in the other like Layton Christian's doing right now, but anyway, this whole process, I was on that board for 8 years and did these realignments, and it's quite a process, but that was the first draft that came out yesterday. What did you think about
again,
it?
So Whitehorse High School, you know, again, the second largest in this draft, the second largest school in 1A. San Juan High School is the largest school in 2A on this first draft, and Grand County is the third smallest 3A school. So again, as you mentioned, Bill, those schools on the bubble, so Grand could potentially go 3A or 2A, San Juan could go 2A or 3A, and Whitehorse could go 1A or 2A. Imagine, you know, that most likely they could stay. I know actually Whitehorse High School is traditionally, they've kept them in the 1A, and imagine that they will stay in 1A, but it'll be interesting to see for Grand and San Juan if there are any changes.
Yeah, some of the criteria that they look at on deciding if these bubble schools go up or down are things such as free and reduced school lunch. And then they're also this year going to look at an RPI-type number, which is look at the success of these schools in their respective programs. And so if someone is having challenges in having success in one classification, but they could move up to the other, then that's a pretty good argument to stay in the lower classification. It could go on the other way, too. A dominant school in one classification may end up moving up into another classification because of this RPI number. And I looked at that with Panguitch High School, who's just the dominant team in 1A across the board in just about every sport. They're also one of the largest schools in 1A this year, and they're on that bubble, and I think there could be a chance that they move up to 2A, partially as a result of their success over the years. Anyway, so it's interesting how many factors they consider with this, and there's two more meetings before they make the final decision, but that will be for the upcoming school year. So starting next fall, we'll have new alignments, and there could be a few changes that impact the state, of course, but also our area too.
Yeah, and it's interesting as well, Bill. They also have different classifications for football, and in the 1A ranks of football, you know, of course there's 8-player football, so Monticello, Whitehorse, and Monument Valley will play 8-player next year, but in 1A, the largest school is Millard High. The smallest school in the 2A classification actually is San Juan, so San Juan could be in 2A or could be in 1A football next year. Something that's really interesting, San Juan has played Beaver in the state championship game 2 years in a row, and Beaver won the 2 years previous in 2A. But they are actually, looks like they'll be solidly in the 1A division next year. So San Juan's rival, the Beaver Beavers in football, looks like they'll probably be in 1A football. Other schools in 2A that would play San Juan include some familiar names from the last couple of years, Emory, Delta, South Summit, but Judge Memorial could potentially be in that classification, and Layton Christian as well. Of course, Grand County in that 2A classification as well. So interesting.
Yeah, it really is. And you know, these could change too. There's nothing solid right now. This is the first draft, but it really sets some of the parameters of that you work within. And so it's a pretty good bet that these schools that are comfortably within the middle of these classifications will end up in those classifications. San Juan, very interesting. The defending 2A champion will be the smallest 2A school, according to this preliminary realignment in football. But if anyone has to be a preseason favorite, it's got to be the San Juan Broncos, even though they will be the smallest school in that classification, if this happens. But I don't know. This is like realignment of voting districts, David. We ended up talking about that an awful lot back in January and February. Maybe we'll talk about high school realignment quite a bit in the next few weeks, but it will wrap up in the next few weeks.
Well, very good. Yeah, we'll be interested in following that and seeing how that impacts local sports.
I do have some breaking news, David, if I can interrupt here. Yeah. We just received the updated vote counts for the general election in San Juan County. It just came over from the clerk's office, and the tightest race, the one that was the most difficult to call. In fact, we very much hedged our bets because there were still several hundred votes to count. is this race for San Juan County Commission District number 2. And at these updated totals that just were delivered this morning, that race has tightened even more. Sylvia Stubbs, a Republican challenger, is still ahead with 820 votes. But Democratic incumbent Willie Gray Eyes is 19 votes behind at 801. So that race has really tightened up. Sylvia Stubbs had a lead and held on to that lead. But in these final 300 or so ballots that were counted this morning, delivered this morning, the results delivered, it has tightened to a very tight race. 50.6% of the votes went for Stubbs. 49.4% of the votes went for Gray Eyes. Anyway, all the other races continued. Well, every race, the outcome was the same, but that one race that people have been watching so closely narrowed to a pretty narrow margin there, less than about 2%, it looks like, is the difference between those. It's quite interesting. And also another thing that just jumped out at me as we looked at the commission results is there were over 500 fewer voters in that District 2 race between Gray Eyes and Stubbs than there were voters in the District 3 race between incumbent Kenneth Maryboy and Republican challenger Jamie Harvey. Jamie Harvey won that race, but the 509 vote difference in voter participation between these two districts that were set up, you know, they just rebalanced the districts less than a year ago in order to get those districts balanced, but there was a 500 vote difference in voter participation. Anyway, very, very interesting.
So
that's the latest news out of San Juan County.
Well, very good. Yeah, we've been waiting for that update, so thanks for breaking in with that, Bill. So you said 19 vote lead for Sylvia Stubbs over Willie Gray Eyes.
Yes. 820 to 801. That's 50.6% for Stubbs and 49.4% for Gray Eyes. At some point in time, there'll
be
an automatic recount.
Very, very tight margins, and we'll be interested to see if, you know, there are any more votes that roll in, or, you know, if that changes any of the results. But again, a 19-vote lead still is the report for Sylvia Stubbs over Willie Gray Eyes.
The clerk's office has just been meticulous in very carefully collecting all the votes, verifying all these provisional votes that need an additional step of verification for one reason or the other. And I know they were doing all in their absolute power to count every single vote before the canvass, which will happen this next week in the San Juan County Commission meeting. And so I think that it's pretty safe to say that the number of votes out there that remain to be counted are, you know, just, you can count them on one hand, just a handful of votes. There's not another big batch of votes that will be counted before that canvass. So this may be the official count of the clerk's office before the
canvass. It's
unofficial
right now, but it's getting closer to that finalized count.
Yeah, the finalized count will be approved by the commission. That's when the vote is canvassed, and that's when it becomes official. And so anyway, it'll be interesting to see, but a tightening of that race, we anticipated it would tighten, and boy, it really did, but 19 votes separate these two candidates.
Wow.
We've got some precinct information, too, that I'll take a look at. Go ahead, David, sorry.
Oh, no, I'm just thanking you for that. You were saying you're looking forward to looking to the precinct data. I think that's going to be very interesting to see.
Yeah, we're going to dive into this precinct data. The precincts are difficult to cover at sometimes. Some of them only have 3 voters in them, and some of them have, you know, over 1,000 voters. Well, I guess the large one is 981 voters, but and they're geographically, you know, it used to be the precinct was Central Monticello and North Monticello and Red Mesa and Navajo Mountain, and now because of the new districting lines, they're a little bit harder to trace, but we're going to take a good, close, deep dive into this and figure out what the responses were and what voter participation was in different areas, because it's a very intriguing general election this year.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks for that, Bill. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We'll take a quick break and be right back here on Red Rock 92.7.
For sportsbook thrills, Ute Mountain Casino Hotel is still the one to score a bundle. Make a parlay bet up to $50 and Ute Mountain Casino will match it. Make the bets Fridays at noon to 1 p.m. Sunday, and every week pick your pro favorites in Pigskin Payday. You could win free play and up to $200,000. It's all at Ute Mountain Casino Sportsbook, the place to watch, wager, and win. Details at utemountaincasino.com.
Hi, I'm Corinne from Care About Childcare, and I have a question for you. Do you enjoy working with children? The City of Blanding needs childcare providers, and Care About Childcare is looking for those interested in starting their own business. Startup costs and a $1,500 grant available for family childcare providers, as well as support and limited funding available for a childcare center in southern San Juan County. You can learn more by calling 435-613-5619. Funded by DWS through CRRSAA.
At Energy Fuels, creating opportunities and supporting the local community is important to us. Because together with our dedicated employees, we safely produce critical materials that support cleaner energy sources and a better planet for future generations. From clean, zero-emission nuclear energy to electric vehicles and renewables, Energy Fuels in San Juan County are now at the center of a national effort to provide reliable energy for a cleaner environment. Learn more at energyfuels.com.
Walker Drug, Moab's everything store, announces their Black Friday sale through the month of November. Check out a two-person dome tent, only $19.95. Park bench, $99.99. 20% off cap and socks and fishing poles. Camp pellet grill, $499. And so much more. The Black Friday sale is on now. Hurry into Walker Drug, Moab's everything store, next to Walker's True Value.
Dustin McKinley with Crump Priest Moab Ford, here to announce the biggest change in Ford since the Model A came in two colors. You can have your next Ford built to order. Come build your dream Ford with us at 1805 South Highway 191, Moab. How do you, Moab Ford?
What's going on?
The Monticello High School Drama Team presents Footloose on Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday, and next Monday. The shows start at 7:30 in the MHS Auditorium. Tickets are $5 for adults, $3 for students, and $2 for children. Saturday is the Monument Valley Veterans Marathon and Half Marathon. The route includes several miles through some dramatic, rarely seen landscapes. It's a challenging run on one of the most scenic routes in the country. For info, Google Monument Valley Marathon. The San Juan Credit Union has two board of directors seats open for election, and you have until Sunday to apply if you're interested. These are five-year volunteer positions. You can pick up an application packet and get more info at the San Juan Credit Union in Blanding. Moab's Backyard Theater presents live outdoor entertainment downtown Wednesdays through Saturdays, featuring music, magic, and food. Most of the shows are free. Visit moabbackyardtheater.com for full details. And Friday nights are family skate nights for all ages at the Old Spanish Trail Pavilion in Moab from 6 to 8. If you have an announcement for the Red Rock 92 community calendar, email info@redrock92.com or call 435-587-2277.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It's 9:40 a.m. on this Friday morning, this Friday, November 18th.
Yeah, today, believe it or not, is Mickey Mouse's birthday. So the Disney World celebrates Mickey Mouse's birthday on November 18th. It's also Minnie Mouse's birthday. Boy, and the conspiracy theorist in me started to wonder, is this like Luke Skywalker and Princess Leia? But anyway, I did a little deep dive, found out that the conspiracy may not be true. This was the day 94 years ago today that Steamboat Willie was released, this animated cartoon by Walt Disney that was really introduced both Mickey and Minnie Mouse. So that's why we celebrate both Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse's birthday today. So happy birthday to Mickey and Minnie. few more birthdays today. Actor Owen Wilson was born today in 1968. He's 54 years old. Wow. Astronaut Alan Shepard was born today in 1923. He died in 1998. He was one of the first to go into orbit. Was the fifth and the oldest man to walk on the moon. He was 47 years old when he walked on the moon. So anyway, passed away a few years ago. But Alan Shepard, happy birthday. And writer Brené Brown was born today in 1965. So she's 57 years old. Important person for a lot of people. Happy birthday today locally for Teresa Frazier. Wonderful, successful person, an entrepreneur in the Blanding area who does an awful lot of good. Vance Westcott in Monticello has a birthday today. And birthday tomorrow for Dr. Terry Cook. Our birthdays are brought to you by Valerie Brown at Real Estate Resolutions in Moab, a full-service brokerage for all your real estate needs. If you want to give a birthday shout-out, give us a call, 435-587-2277, or email info@redrock92.com. Also, if you have any items
I've got a birthday shout out as well. Yesterday, Jordan Hugentogler's birthday, and today, Katie Beach's birthday. Oh, so happy birthday, folks.
Very good. We got some funeral services, including services today at 10 a.m. for Janisha Verlin House. It starts at 10 a.m. at the Toyoak Community Church. Tomorrow are memorial services for longtime Cortez resident Fred Kelly Van Buren. They begin at 11 a.m. tomorrow at Trinity Lutheran Church in Cortez. Funeral services for Silvano Garcia will be held at 10 a.m. on Monday at the Mancus Cowboy Church. Funeral services for Kevin Hatch will be held at 10 a.m. on Tuesday at St. Margaret Mary Catholic Church in Cortez. For more information on these and other funerals, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Very good. Thanks again for those, Bill. We'll take a quick break. We'll go to the on-air job fair, then we'll be back with the local and regional sports reports right here on Red Rock 92.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times throughout the day every day.
Young's Machine Company in Monticello is looking for a parts assistant who has great customer service skills. You'll handle shipping, receiving, inventory, purchasing, answering phones, data entry, and other office work. Must be computer literate and good at handling multiple tasks. You'll work Monday through Thursday. Call Steve Young at 435-587-2292 or email resumes to youngsmachine@frontiernet.net. Tryhurst Construction is seeking applicants for a project manager and superintendent. Project manager duties include managing and maintaining contracts, budgets, and owner-architect relations. The superintendent position duties include daily managing subcontractors and self-performed scopes for all jobs. For more information and to apply, go to tryhurstconstruction.com or call 435-485-0699. Again, visit TryHurstConstruction.com or call 485-0699. Crump Reese Ford of Moab is looking for a person who can be a customer service representative. Crump Reese is willing to train the right helpful and friendly applicant. Now here's your chance to be part of the automotive business with Crump Reese Ford. Full benefits and great work balance. The San Juan School District has openings for paraprofessionals, bus drivers, and substitute teachers. For more information, contact the SJSD Human Resource Office at 435-678-1215 or visit us at www.sjsd.org. Announcing a real job with a future and ultimate stability. Come work with the Moab Post Office. Enjoy a rewarding career with a salary of over $40,000 a year with benefits for letter carriers and window clerks. The Moab Post Office invites all who are friendly to visit today. The United States Post Office in Moab has a job waiting for you. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings. Walker Drug, Moab's everything store, is seeking a pharmacy technician.
Training is provided for the right applicant with excellent wages and a new direction working with Walker Drug. Learn a new career as a trained pharmacy technician. Stop by the store for an application.
Looking for your next great adventure in nursing? Canyonlands Care Center in Moab is looking for CNAs at $20 an hour, CLPNs at $25 an hour, and RNs at $35.50 an hour. Come join their nursing family. Competitive pay, full benefits, and paid time off. Located behind the hospital. For more info, email Jillian.Fryer@cccmoab.org or call 435-719-4400.
TSA is hiring part-time transportation security officers at Canyonlands Field Airport. These positions start at $21.98 per hour and include excellent federal benefits, paid on-the-job training, weekend and holiday pay, a potential pay raise after 6 months, and a $1,000 sign-on bonus. No previous security experience is required. Join a mission that matters and apply online at jobs.tsa.gov/TSO. That's jobs.tsa.gov/TSO. Grand County School District is looking for numerous positions to fill, including a preschool special education teacher, a high school special ed paraprofessional, a middle school boys basketball coach, a substitute bus driver, and more. Check out a complete list at grandschools.org and come be a part of the great things happening at Grand County School District.
Listen every day to the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Tony and his staff from Fiesta Mexicana want to thank our locals for the continuing support. Fiesta Mexicana, with the best Mexican food and margaritas in town. Happy Thanksgiving from our families to yours. Fiesta Mexicana!
Whether you're buying, selling, or refinancing your home or property, Anderson Oliver Title Insurance Agency is there to help. With offices in San Juan and Grand Counties, Anderson Oliver Title has provided title insurance and real estate closing services for over 20 years. Anderson Oliver Title is the only locally owned and operated title company in San Juan and Grand Counties and is happy to be part of the community, to work, and to play alongside you, and proud to support high school athletics.
Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant, whatever it takes dealer, wants you to think about winter this fall. It's time to clean the furnace, and Moab Heat and Cool has an unbelievable fall special now. Receive a full furnace cleaning and service for all Red Rock Radio listeners at a low, low price of only $89. That's only $89. Don't miss Moab Heat and Cool's $89 Red Rock Radio Fall Furnace Tune-Up Special. Call Moab Heat and Cool and Bryant, whatever it takes, for this limited time offer for our Red Rock family. Call 259-1519. That's 259-1519.
The Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is here. Get a bacon or sausage, egg, and Swiss croissant, plus a small seasoned potatoes. That's a better breakfast for just $3 in three easy steps. One, wake up. Two, get out of bed. And three, head to Wendy's for your $3 breakfast deal. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hour. Select or request $3 breakfast deal in order to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte or combos orders. Price and participation may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
When a cold comes on strong, knock it out with Vicks DayQuil Severe for max strength daytime relief. Just one dose of Vicks DayQuil Severe starts to relieve 9 of your worst cold and flu symptoms to help take you from 9 to none. Power through your day with Vicks DayQuil Severe, the daytime non-drowsy, coughing, aching, fever, sore throat, 9 to none medicine. Use as directed.
Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It's 9:51 a.m. on this Friday, November 18th. Let's take a look at the local and regional sports report. Of course, the local sports report is brought to you in part by Knowles Home Furnishing in Moab. All your furniture and appliance needs at Knowles Home Furnishing. Big football games this weekend. It's the semifinals in Colorado. The eight-man semifinals, one of them is going to be held in Dove Creek. undefeated Bulldogs taking on the Memphis Blue Jays once again. So two of our local teams playing for a spot in the championship game. Congratulations to both of them on a great season. They'll kick off at 1 o'clock tomorrow in Dove Creek. Should be a great game. Congratulations to both. And excited that one of those two will be representing our region in the eight-player state championship game in Colorado. In the 2A ranks in Colorado, the number 11 seed Montezuma Cortez Panthers have pulled off a couple of upsets to make their way to the state semifinals. I'll be traveling to take the number 2 seed Eaton on in a matchup at 1 p.m. tomorrow. So good luck to the Panthers, as they've had a great season making the semifinals. They're hoping to win one more game and be on to the state championship the following week. Again, both those games kicking off at 1 o'clock tomorrow. Let's take a look at the regional sports report now. The Utah Jazz hosting the Phoenix Suns tonight at 7 p.m. Jazz then in Portland on Saturday at 8 o'clock. Meanwhile, the Suns, as mentioned, they're in Utah tonight, and on Sunday at 1:30, they're hosting the New York Knicks. Finally, the Denver Nuggets, they're in Dallas tonight at 6:30, and then they are in Dallas again on Sunday at 5:30. Taking a look at our NFL teams this week 11 slate. On Sunday, the Denver Broncos hosting the Las Vegas Raiders, 2 o'clock kickoff. And then the Arizona Cardinals, they're off Sunday. They're playing the Monday night game in Phoenix or in Glendale. Actually, no, I'm sorry, in neither of those places. They're listed at the home team, but the game's taking place in Mexico City, Arizona Cardinals hosting the San Francisco 49ers. So Arizona in Mexico, if that makes any sense. Cardinals in Mexico City for that Monday night matchup. Well, that'll do it for the regional sports report. And
I've got a few other things, David.
Show.
Can you hear me?
Sure. Sorry, Bill.
I just want to point out that our morning show is brought to you by Energy Fuels and the White Mesa Mill, quickly becoming America's clean energy hub. You can find out more at energyfuels.com. Also, the voice of the Broncos and the voice of the Buckaroos, Rhett Sifford and David Boyle, they picked a good week for their voices to go down. I'm glad David is able to participate, even though he's not 100%, and Rhett is the same. Rhett was able to finish out the year with our morning show on Wednesday, visiting with Coach Barkley Christensen and a couple of members of the team. Just to point out, we have loaded our calls of the championship games on the redrock92.com website. On our podcast, so you can go and click on that and relive that game, both of those games, the championship for the Broncos and an oh-so-close runner-up for the Buckaroos, but you can listen to those. They're always available on our podcast. Of course, that's where we put our morning show podcast, too. If you want to sign up for that, we can send you a daily email to remind, but they're always available at redrock92.com.
Very good. Thanks for those, Bill, and thanks again for holding things down back in the studio without me there. So,
I'm the last man standing around here.
Yes, you are. Yep, and glad you are standing. Hopefully you'll be able to lay down this weekend, though.
There you go.
Well, very good. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Again, our thanks to Bill Boyle back in the studio, and glad that you joined us for another edition of the show. We look forward to chatting with you on Monday. Until then, have a great weekend.